Hi, my name is Latasha, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I do need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak with the person who requested a call back, and how can I assist you today?
This is all. Hello?
How can I assist you today?
Yes, I'm trying to call.
Okay. I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. Can I please have your full social security number?
419-27-2327.
Okay, one more time.
419-27-2327.
What's your date of birth?
16-386.
You said 16 or 86?
6-23-86.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure I'm putting it in correctly. All right. Driver's license and mother's maiden name?
767-4319. And her maiden name. Her name, well, she just got her name recently changed. So which one should I give you?
The one that she had when she was first born on her birth certificate.
Okay, Shakira, Shakira.
Okay, hold on, let me write that down. What's the last name on the birth certificate would be?
Manning.
Manning?
Manning. Manning.
And what's the name she just got married with?
That she got what?
You said got Manning? Okay. It's her maiden name. Okay, thank you. Give me just a second. Do you have any difficulties with reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Now, do you have any... You understand fraud is a federal offense punished by fine and imprisonment up to 5 years?
Excuse me.
Yes. You understand knowing and making false statements or falsifying income documents in connection with the claim is considered fraud?
No.
Okay. One moment. Did you file for receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
Yes.
Did you serve in... You said yes?
Yes. Well, I will it... I don't know what y'all consider that, but I worked on base. What you consider that?
Was it a Was it a subcontract, or did you actually work for the base itself?
No, I was on the contract.
Okay. Are you filing because you have recently separated from the federal government as a civilian employee?
Mm-hmm.
How you worked for the federal government within the last 18 months?
No.
Did you, was you in active duty military?
No.
Have you a TAA or TRA certification or benefits?
No.
Have you worked under a different name or different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
What's a good telephone number for you?
334-647-5684.
Okay, you said June 23rd, 1968. Okay. Thank you. Manning, and you... Okay, you gave me the driver's license. I got that. It transferred over. And what state was your driver's license issued?
Alabama.
Thank you. What's your race?
Black.
Are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
What's your gender?
Male.
What's the highest grade level you completed in education?
On college.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
All right. Did you serve in active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
What country are you a resident of? And what's your address?
25. I just moved.
Brewton.
Yes.
What city?
Montgomery, Alabama.
You said Laverne?
Montgomery.
What's the zip code?
361. You got that?
Mm-hmm. 36107. What was your job description when you worked?
Forklift slash warehouse worker.
Okay, are you seeking work in that same occupation or trade?
Am I what?
Seeking work in that same occupation or trade.
Yes.
Now, do you attain work exclusively through the union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for school or training?
No.
So you are registered for school?
No.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite day to come back to work?
No.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation or trade?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? How many miles are you willing to drive one way to work?
I say 40.
What's the lowest hourly pay you're willing to accept?
The most?
The lowest.
15.
Are you a corporate officer for business, own a business, or work for yourself?
Neither.
Are you currently solely working on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or received workman's compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or received a pension from this employer in the last 18 months?
No.
Now, have you worked in another state other than Alabama with the employer that was not military or federal government in between April 1st of 2023 through March 31st of this year? Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? It was asking, are you not wanting to pay taxes?
Oh, yeah.
You say yes?
Yes.
Okay. If you approve of benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit to a checking or savings account or a prepaid benefit card. Now, the prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after your approval of payment.
Okay.
Which one?
You can do direct deposit.
Will there be checking or savings?
Checking.
Okay, can we start with the routing number?
Hold on. Come here.
Let me know when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're ready to give the router number. Okay. You got it?
The routing number is 062.
I'm sorry, you cut out.
062.
Mm-hmm.
0000 4 0s.
Uh-huh.
19.
Okay. What's the account number?
02-95-12-9200.
I have one more too with the confirmation from the bank account number.
Excuse me?
Can you repeat the account number?
Oh. 02-95-12-9200.
Okay. What did you work for the federal agency and not a private company contracted by the federal agency.
No, it's good.
I'm sorry, you broke up?
I said no, it was Goodwill. I was contracted under Goodwill.
So you was not contracted? And what's Goodwill's telephone? Do you have a phone number for Goodwill?
Number is 334.
Mm-hmm.
263.
Mm-hmm.
4633.
And what city was this in?
Oh my God.
And when is your first day of work, and when was your last day of work?
First day of work, February the 20th, and my last day was last Thursday. I think that was the...
Is that last Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the 8th, you believe?
Yeah.
Why are you no longer working for the company?
Just need to find something else there.
What happened?
Huh?
What's the reason why you no longer working?
Oh, attendance.
Okay.
Due to my living situation.
Who was the person that let you go?
He.
Mr. Huey?
Yes.
And you said because of your attendance?
Yeah, my living situation.
Okay, now what did you do to try to attempt to resolve the issue of your attendance?
What did I try to do?
Yeah, to stop from you being late for work.
I couldn't. That's the whole reason why. I was sleeping in my car. So you can stay homeless. Pretty much. Hard to take baths. Can't leave my car running all day, all night long. So I was coming in late, but due to my alarm, my phone, can't charge it.
Thank you. Okay. Did they give you any warning about your attendance?
Yeah.
Now, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay? Any vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay, and have you applied for a pension or received a pension from this employer?
No.
Are you certified that your answers are true and accurate, that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits? We have matched your earnings with the wages reported by your employer, and false answers could result into overpayment and penalty charges.
Yes, everything's accurate.
Now, it is very necessary to verify your identity when filing your unemployment benefits, okay? So I'm gonna ask you a couple of extra questions. Now, which of the following vehicles have you ever owned the least? I have a 2003 Mercedes-Benz S-Class, 2004 BMW 3 Series, 2005 Toyota Sequoia, 2007 Buick Lucerne, or I've never been associated with any of those vehicles. What college did you attend? I have Drake State Technical College.
Drake State.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association with you? Selma, Birmingham, Madison, Anniston, or none of the above?
Madison.
Now, do you hereby file a claim, unemployment insurance claim, against the state of Alabama?
No, you said what?
Are you filing unemployment today?
Yeah.
Do you certify under the penalty and perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and statements made in connection with this claim is true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
You understand it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the handbook.
Yeah.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Normally, it takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting your unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available, as well as to seek full-time work each week you claim your benefits. Your unemployment claim we just finished also registers you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit a local Alabama Career Center or log on to the website, which is alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption of your benefits. The information booklet, which is the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet, contains information on how your claim is determined, instruction regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Okay.
All right.
Now, the process we just completed when filing your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete your certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete your certification each week could result in lost benefits. Your unemployment claim uses calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online through the claimant portal by clicking File Weekly Certification or by telephone. Okay. Now, our telephone number is 1-800. Again, that's 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday starting at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certification cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to make and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday. Whether you're online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. That PIN number is 1986. And additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. The exemption to the work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who submit proof of good standing with the union. Employees who on a verified short-term layoff. Claimants that attend direct approval training. Now, a letter will be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, please call our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524. Again, that's 1-800-361-4524. They're open Sunday through Thursday. They start at 5 p.m. scheduling callback appointments. Okay?
Okay.
Now your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss the findings. If so, they'll contact you by telephone or letter. Now, beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide contact when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless that employer was not hiring when you first contact them but later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work searches or contacts each week could result in denial benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Okay.
All right.
Now, I do have your application number. Let me know when you're ready to write that down. Okay, it's 498-038-905.
Hold on real quick. All right. Give me one more time.
498.
905.
Mm-hmm. Now, make sure you call that 1-800-752-7389 number. That's to do your weekly certification, okay? And you're going to need your PIN number. You have your PIN number written now?
Yeah. 1986.
Yes. Thank you so much. If you need anything else, you start this Sunday, which is the 18th of August through the 23rd. At 5 p.m. on 23rd, you need to make sure that you have everything turned in. All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. And please enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.